This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Hey, y'all, welcome. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Jonathan E. Ward en route to home, not back yet, so we may not have him tonight, but never fear. The Sacred Fire of Liberty is here, and to help me along the way, cranking it up with Cheryl Chumley, author of The Devil in D.C., and so much more. Cheryl, thank you for being here, my friend. I appreciate your voice, as well as I want to acknowledge we've lost a voice in talk radio that was near and dear to me, a real friend and a champion for the ideas of liberty. And fearless in that pursuit. And his name, Jerry Doyle. Jerry Doyle passed away last night, unknown circumstances. No foul play suspected. We'll get more. But I just want to dedicate the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty, today to Jerry Doyle. And, again, Cheryl, thanks. You probably never met Jerry. I think he was actually one of the recipients at Jonathan's Sacred Fire of Liberty event last year. He wasn't able to attend, but he also was acknowledged for being a voice of liberty.
Oh, okay. No, I have never met him. And, you know, I'm sad to see his voice silenced. I'm sad that he's died. He was only 60, and I understand that he was a great voice for libertarian conservative movement. And, you know, how sudden, what a sad, sudden death. And you being personal friends with him, what a shock that must be for you.
Yes, and for Super Don, our humble and lovable producer. And Don, you know, we're going to talk about him more next hour, of course. But I want to acknowledge that you worked directly with Jerry Doyle for a while, and you were helping to produce his show. And there's even a video of you guys in the full-on play, and how enjoyable it was to work with Jerry.
Yeah, it was. And you know, for independent conservatism and libertarian politics, there was nobody like him on talk radio, and he will be missed.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm just, like I said, just blessed to have known him. We'll talk more about it. I do want to play a clip, actually, of Jerry. And I think, Cheryl, you'll appreciate this perspective, too, because he wasn't one that blindly followed a party. He was, idealistic, but also realistic. But he wasn't going to compromise principles. And he kind of saw through a lot of the, you know, the political theater. And I believe this came from what his presentation at LPAC, Super Don, some years back?
Yeah, that was the LPAC conference, and I believe this was in 2011.
All right, let's give a quick listen to Jerry Doyle.
There is no political messiah. No one's going to come down off the political mountaintop and say, here's the staff, there's the sea, I part the waters, we walk across. Doesn't happen. The changes that happen in this country happen with you. I'm a member of the opt-out revolution. My job is to minimize government's impact on my life. Fair tax? Sure. Free and fair trade? Yes. Secure borders? Obviously. Better education standards? Got it. Is it happening? No. Is it going to happen? Hopefully one day. But what are we going to do? Wait for that day? Why not today? You're the solution.
Why not today? I mean, he was ultimately very optimistic. Perhaps more than I am about certain things, Cheryl. I mean, he really, he knew that we were capable of so much more and that we could change this, but we had to be able to be willing to talk. He had an intellectual integrity and a curiosity about things. People that were on his show, they just enjoyed him thoroughly because he was engaged with his guests. He really cared. He wanted to hear it. Even if there was disagreement, it was just a discussion, and not many people can do that.
Well, listening to that short clip, what a very powerful message in just such a few brief words. I mean, there is no political messiah. That's something that we all need to realize. And, you know, that's a message that I think isn't harped on enough in today's world. You know, stop looking at politicians as if they're going to save us. You know, it's personal accountability that he just said, in that clip. And that right there, that's a great message. And I think in just that 30-second clip, that summarizes what Americans should do.
Cheryl, you're right. And I think about this. For anybody who, was fawning or is still fawning, Lord knows why, over Hillary Clinton, as if she's going to be a savior of some kind of policy. You know, but even Bernie, again, even if he's a true believer, although it was very interesting the way he went out, endorsed her, and then left the Democratic Party the next day. But let's look at Donald Trump, who obviously is drawing a lot of crowd due to a very powerful personality, and people will perceive that he is a political savior for some on the right. And I know, like Ron Paul, and we supported overtly, openly from his first run, and I followed him back in the 90s. What an amazing man. But he would say, it's not one person that changes it. It's the ideas that people will then begin to believe in and live their lives differently because of. And I, as much as I would love to have seen him president, I don't perceive that he could have made the change of everything. And we're talking about a bureaucratic oligarchy that Jonathan Ebord has written about that is so much inertia and momentum to try and steer that ship and change it. One man, one woman can't do it.
Right. I mean, one man, one woman, they can have a great influence and they can, inspire and motivate people to change. But, a person is just a single person. And if you're looking at one politician to come in and save the country, that's just sadly misplaced. And, speaking of political messiahs, look at how Obama was presented, when he first took office. That whole stage setup where they basically painted him as the Black Jesus coming down for the second coming, and it was ridiculous. I don't care if you support him or don't support him. Putting a politician on that level is just—it's wrong.
Yeah, when I watch these political conventions, and particularly, right now, obviously the Democratic one's going on, and I look at these people fawning over each speaker and fawning over Obama, and again, it could have been Ron Paul, the idea of fawning over Ron Paul. I don't think Ron was comfortable ever that people would do that to him. But, I mean, obviously for us it was great admiration and respect for a man of principle. But, the idea that what we've come down to is we've got sheeple who believe there will be a political messiah that will save them. A deus ex machina, the Starship Enterprise, will beam somebody down or up, and it'll all be good. The aliens will take over. Everybody's happy. I mean, this is a mindset that is not, I think, an American ideal. If we go back to the dawning of our country, and again, I love to bring that back up to recognize, these were people that loved liberty so much they would sacrifice anything for themselves or to their posterity as they did. And it's quite different now as, you're sacrificing other people's liberty so you can get, I don't know what it is that you want from the food store really cheap.
That's really great points you bring up. And while you were talking, I was just imagining, I was thinking of the images I was watching of the Democrat convention in the last couple of days. And talk about fawning and eyes of adoration in the crowd. The speeches weren't so much of interest to me as the crowd reaction. As the camera pans over the crowd, you see women practically in tears that they are just so enamored with what the person on stage is saying. It's just taking over their emotions. I mean, it's almost like a religious conversion that you're watching unfold. And like you say, it's very un-American.
Yeah, and yet this is where we have descended to in turn. And again, coming back to Jerry Doyle, he'll be a common theme here today because I'm dedicating the show to him in his untimely passing. But to the ability to step back from all of this and make a, you know, an intellectual assessment and to be able to discuss it rationally. We don't have to yell and scream and spit at each other over these issues. But there is so much anger, animosity, hatred that just kind of floods. And I think it's utilized, honestly, to control the masses, because the moment you begin to think rationally, you begin to look differently, much more clearly, like Jerry Doyle did in how he addressed politics in this way. And I, you know, again, that voice is already missed, but we're going to do our level best to continue. And I know, Cheryl, you write that way and you speak that way. And as, of course, Jonathan, Norm, and everybody on this show, that's where we like to be. But we got to recognize and point it out, because it's a great danger when we throw all of our belief into a human who is fallible to save us. When ultimately, as Jerry said, you know, we've got to take responsibility for our own lives and then let it roll out from there.
Exactly true. And I agree with you that it's a little bit dangerous when you take, you know, thought out of the process and you put so much focus and emphasis on emotion. You know, if you're so swept away by somebody's speech that you can't control your emotions and, you know, your thought process goes out the window and you're willing to follow that person wherever he or she may lead, something's wrong with your thought process. That's not how our government was supposed to be. We're supposed to be the ones in charge, and these people who are elected are supposed to be our employees, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why I like that message you just played from Jerry Doyle, because it seemed to speak just to that.
Yeah, and Super Don, I mean, you know, the intellectual integrity, his curiosity, what did he talk about, something like intellectual cheese whiz? What was he referring to when he said that?
Yeah, that actually was a term where, you know, and another one he would talk about was the grapefruit mentality, where it was just the things that you saw in the media, the things that were put out there on the news, were just so meaningless and irrelevant and such a distraction away from the real problems and the issues that are going on in this world, that the media always wanted to try and put a spin on things that just really were so irrelevant while everything else was getting swept under the rug.
Yeah. So yeah, he coined some great phrases. But as I said, and you've been in talk radio for many years too, Super Don, and you've seen and worked with a lot of hosts. Jerry was one of a kind in that, again, he was independent, fiercely independent, even though it would have been to his benefit economically to just throw his lot in with the Republican Party in the last election cycle in 2012. He said, you know, Ron Paul, he's the guy speaking the principles that I believe in. And, you know, he didn't look back. He continued on. And I think he gained a lot of respect and a lot of followers in talk radio because of that. But not everybody had that courage to stand up on principle and what is right and what you believe in. All right, folks, we got another segment here with Cheryl Chumley. We'll talk about the Trump claims that Hillary is lying about the TPP.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in food thrown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
RobertScottBell.com for all the links, and of course, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. And we have Cheryl Chumley with me, and I want to talk about the Trump. Comments about Hillary Clinton, and maybe even before that, you know, this is specific to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The media jumped all over Trump when he said, "Russia, if you're listening, release all the emails." I thought that was hilarious, personally. I was like, did anybody think he was seriously going, "Russia, you know, please help us do espionage"? I just didn't follow that claim.
Yeah, that's a media thing. That's just trumped up anti-Trump media rhetoric. I thought it was hilarious too, and I don't think Trump was trying to get Russia to out our intelligence. I think it was just a Trump quip.
It was totally. Anyway, but now on the Trump quip realm, and this one was a good one. He just laid out. He said Hillary is lying about being against the TPP. And I'm thinking, you know, this woman is a globalist through and through, that she would pretend to not be for the TPP before she's against it and for it again. I just, if anybody in the Democratic Party that follows this and really believes Hillary's telling the truth, I think they're beyond help.
Yeah, I mean, don't be fooled. You can be the biggest Hillary Clinton fan and supporter, but if you honestly think that, you know, she's telling the truth about her views of TPP. Now, just look at her past statements. When she was Secretary of State, she praised the TPP and talked about how it set some kind of gold standard for overseas trade agreements. And then she reneged on that view slightly a little while later, but she also supported NAFTA. And, you know, she is nothing but a big government globalist politician, and Trump is exactly right calling her out as a liar on this issue.
Yeah, and it's like you said it well, too. I mean, look, if you support Hillary, I don't know why, but maybe you do. But don't, I mean, you've got to know that she's lying about this. The TPP, come on. She's a globalist. Her husband was a globalist. And, you know, Bernie spoke out against globalism like Trump. They were aligned on some of these issues, interestingly enough. And then he goes and endorses her and then leaves the Democratic Party. Now, what's interesting, and I think that there's not much discussion of this going on, Cheryl. Maybe I get your perspective, too. Is that, you know, as much as I want to see, let's bring jobs home, let's get rid of the trade deals that are bad for American workers, let's be honest about this. If we're producing things that they're producing in China here in America, you know, a $5 flip-flop could be $50 tomorrow. So it's not the panacea, but I think that consciously moving through this, I think, is an important discussion to have.
Well, I think the big thing with the TPP was that it was so secretive. I mean, they, you know, the politicians who actually were given the opportunity to read it had to sign a written pledge saying that they would not discuss details outside the closed-door readings that they were allowed to have. They couldn't take any notes on it. They couldn't talk to the press about it. So that by itself should be a red flag for the American public. But when it comes to business dealings, I'd rather side with Trump over Hillary Clinton. I think he has America first as his priority, way more than Hillary does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, it gets ugly in politics. There's going to be a lot of yelling and screaming and a lot of nonsense that goes on. It always does. But if you go in with, let's say, intellectual integrity, you're genuinely curious, and you begin to have your radar detector or BS detector, as it can be called, you can probably see through a lot of this. And I think it's easier to see through it with Hillary than anybody, because she's been at it so long and she's got so many tells in this game. But the question is, are you looking for a political messiah, or are you looking for someone who may minimize at least a little bit the influence and involvement of government in your life? And I know on the Democratic side, they've given up on that altogether.
Well, and here's another tell for Hillary Clinton on the trade deal. You know, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe just came out this week and told a source in Politico that she would flip-flop on her stated opposition to TPP if she were elected president. So once again, we have no idea where Hillary Clinton stands on this trade deal.
Hmm. Fascinating. Yeah, McAuliffe was a Democrat insider, a big Clinton insider as well. For him to say that, it's not coming from, you can't say, well, that's just Trump. That's very interesting.
Yeah, that was right. He worked for the Clintons, and he's been a longtime Clinton friend, both Bill and Hillary. So for him to say that is something you shouldn't dismiss so easily.
No, not at all, not at all. Well, you know, someone we don't dismiss ever is Cheryl Chumley. She's a terrific writer, great friend of the program, and we love having her on the Sacred Fire of Liberty each and every week here. And I appreciate you joining me in acknowledging Jerry Doyle today. I really do.
Oh, thanks for the chance.
You got it. All right, well, we'll be back with Cheryl next week on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. We've got Norm Singleton scheduled from the Campaign for Liberty. We're going to hear some very interesting things from Norm after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Dedicating today's Sacred Fire of Liberty broadcast to our dear departed friend Jerry Doyle, suddenly gone from this earthly plane, but his voice will live on. He had started Epic Times, independent media outlet that kind of saw through the lies of the left-right paradigm, the Hegelian dialectic, and someone else helping to see through it because they're all about liberty and nothing less. From the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton is back. Norm, thank you for being here.
Pleasure to be with you. I'm sorry about Jerry Doyle's loss. He was an inspiration to a lot of people, and he was a good friend to liberty to Ron Paul. And as we were talking about before, he endorsed Ron Paul back in 08. It was a time when that just wasn't something that was done if you were in the right wing, or at least perceived as being part of the right wing talk radio world. You were supposed to disdain Ron Paul and his followers for not getting on board the Bush bandwagon.
You're right, Norm. In fact, I know that there were repercussions for hosts that didn't go along, right? Because talk radio was supposed to be right-wing primarily. They tried to do the Air America on the left. Wasn't so successful. But the idea was it was more shill radio. And to have someone that had intellectual integrity on these issues that would say, you know, where are the principles? I want to roll with that. Really, you know, one of the greatest memories I have of JD, you know, that he stood for that and was a great example for folks that could say, you know what, I don't have to just go with the political winds. We have a we have a clip of Jerry I want to play for you. You might remember he was speaking at LPAC some years ago, and it talked about what party Jerry Doyle belonged to, and I think you all will appreciate this, and Norm especially.
There's a lot of movements out there. People want to say, I'm a part of this, I'm a part of this, I belong to this, sign me up with here, I wear the R, I wear the D, I wear the I, I wear this. The only party I really want to be a part of is the all-night party. That's really the party that I want to hang with, because I don't know what's going to happen, but pretty much rest assured the next morning there's going to be some good stories.
The all-night party. I'm just, you know, Jerry had that humor about him, where he could be talking about a very serious thing, but recognize, you know what? There's a lot of jokes on us out there, and we got to, you know, lighten up a little bit. We got to enjoy. And, you know, Jerry knew how to do that, but he made me laugh a lot. And he made a lot of the folks that listened to him laugh at the same time think about these things. So I don't know if you remember that line, the all-night party.
I do, and that was from LPAC. And we were always honored to have him speak. He was a big hit with the attendees, and certainly his message went through His message is welcome. Fortunately, we have you and to carry on his work and his legacy, and we have some others, and we have some surprising converts to our side in the media and, of course, all around. And this week, you know, I'm going to give a plug to a brief plug to another organization besides Campaign for Liberty, but it seems appropriate. When we're talking about Jerry Doyle and Jerry Doyle's legacy, just to mention that Young Americans for Liberty is having their convention this week. Ron Paul spoke, I believe, Tuesday night at their opening night. And our friend and also a friend of Jerry Doyle's, Jack Hunter, will be speaking. Glenn Jacobs, the professional wrestler, will be speaking. And it's 400 of the top youth leaders in the country. YAL is America's fastest growing political student organization. And the reason it ties in to Jerry is that the theme of this conference is called Be the Next. And that means you could be the next Ron Paul, be the next Rand Paul, Justin Amash, be the next Murray Rothbard or Mises or Tom Woods, you know, write and teach, be the next Norm Singleton or, you know, an activist.
Be the next Jerry Doyle, the next Robert Scott Bell. You're right, Norm. That's very inspiring. I love that. Be the next. Young Americans for Liberty. Where is it taking place?
Catholic University. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, be the next, you know, people, you know, I hope that some young people do, learn from you and from Jerry Doyle and be the next Jerry Doyle, the next Robert Scott Bell, and carry on the vital work of media, because the liberty movement, yes, we need voices in Congress, we need voices in the academy, we need activist groups like C4L and educational groups to push the message and present the ideas, but we also need people in the media who understand the ideas. And if you like I have done for the past 2 weeks, watched especially this week, watch too much MSDNC, yes. Where they've been, basically, it's for a left-wing network, they seem to really dislike Bernie Sanders and his supporters this week. But you'll understand that we not only need commentators, but just good, straight, solid reporters who understand economics,
yes.
And understand what objective journalism is.
Yes, indeed. And Norm, I just have to say I would be blessed and honored if one day I could attend or even speak at something like that, because we love passing the torch on to the young folks to, you know, carry the legacy on. Because, it's like, when does a Jerry Doyle pass? You don't expect that, and it can happen at any time. So we got to keep working that. And, Norm, you are absolutely right, and I'm glad you mentioned that. So, folks, you can, find out more about the Campaign for Liberty, campaignforliberty.org. It's linked up in the show notes, of course. There are a number of interesting blog posts you have this week, including one titled Conventional Tyranny. Conventional Tyranny. When did tyranny become conventional?
I'm afraid
we lost Norm. Oh my gosh. Ben, see if we can get Norm back on somehow, because he's got a blog post and he says, the IRS isn't the only government agency that has a problem with the American tradition of anonymous political speech. Prior to last week's RNC convention, the Cleveland police chief issued a warning to protesters not to cover their faces. And the reason was is so that police could use facial recognition technology to identify protesters and see if there were any persons of interest. Again, pre-crime, precognition. This is, the science fiction becoming reality as we embrace technology at our own peril. There's some good stuff with technology, but there's some stuff that, basically violates fundamental tenets of liberty and the freedom of the press, the freedom to petition for grievances, the freedom to protest, right? The freedom of religion. So many of these things are under threat right now, and it could be from the right, too, in certain areas, but certainly at this point at the DNC, largely from the left.
Now, I'm just curious, as a protester, if you are warned, hey, you better not cover your face, I don't know that I would follow that direction, because, right. First off, I'm protesting, so it's not like I'm going to go, oh, okay, I'll follow the rules, but secondly, it's not against the law to cover your face.
Right.
What are they going to do? Arrest you because you covered your face?
Norm,
you were standing in the street?
Norm, were you dropping off real quick just so you can get your mask so no one could see your face?
I was. Actually, I think that was the FBI.
Oops. Sorry. But, yeah, that was an interesting blog post about how they said don't wear a mask. I'm thinking, wow, they really changed up this First Amendment thing.
It was. And it's in there, too, that apparently the police union asked that Governor Kasich just forget the Constitution, forget the law, and say no concealed carry. And fortunately, I'm not the biggest John Kasich fan, but fortunately he ignored that. I'm not sure what the rules are in Philly for the Democrats.
I'm losing your signal, Norm. I think it might be a cell.
I think he's got a bad cell.
I think it's a bad cell wherever he is. That's kind of interesting. The next blog post I'll bring up until we can get Norm back on here, it's headlined, and again, this is the National Blog for Campaign for Liberty, posted by Norm, Should Newman Be Your Banker? Newman. Now, he wasn't talking about Paul Newman. He was talking about Newman from, what was that show, Seinfeld?
Seinfeld.
Hello, Newman. Remember that? Yeah. And Newman worked for the post office. And during his aborted presidential run, Senator Bernie Sanders suggested this. This is where you go, Bernie, you might be a nice guy and have some ideas, but this one might not rank up as one of your best. He suggested letting the post office offer banking services. Now, the post office running banking services, this could not be a smart thing to do. And Norm, why would you not be thrilled to have the post office running your banking services too?
Well, I think you have the post office is going broke. It's business model is arguably going to be extinct within several years. I mean, who really uses mail anymore, and the fact that it's known as snail mail indicates why. And the problem it's designed to solve, the unbanked, is maybe, first of all, it's not necessarily a problem. Maybe these people have a reason for not using traditional banking services. And secondly, there are things that can be done, like repealing some of these regulations and reporting requirements that could maybe get encourage people to go into the banking system. But instead, we're going to expand another, give a federal agency new powers to, quote, compete, unquote, with what is a semi-private industry.
Hmm. Maybe they're because of the bankruptcy, they figure if they can get into banking, they could just siphon money off out of nowhere like the Federal Reserve.
Well, maybe, but it's also true that it's been tried and failed.
Mm-hmm.
In the 50s and 60s, I think they tried postal banking. LBJ, not a friend of the free market, ended up repealing it. It is true that big banks have too much political power, but that might be another reason.
Well, Norm, we're up against a break here, but I mean, this is what Ron Paul said: free up competition for banking, right? Let the people decide what they want to utilize. But no, that can't be because the monopolists love their monopoly. Campaign for Liberty. Norm Singleton continues with us. Sacred Fire of Liberty after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'll get back to the monetary freedom, banking freedom concept in just a moment. But I want to acknowledge Norman. I want to say a great big thank you for putting up on the blog for Campaign for Liberty on the Constitution class that my good buddy Michael Bednarik will be teaching August 13th and a Second Amendment marksmanship training August 14th in Mount Dora, Florida at the Lakeside Inn. I so much appreciate you putting that out for the lovers of liberty.
Well, I hope everybody in that area makes time to go. It should be a really interesting thing, and as we were talking about during the break, it's a subject that really more people need to know about, need to know the facts about what the Constitution does, says, what the Bill of Rights is, and one of the most important things to remember is that the Bill of Rights actually doesn't give us rights. It simply is an extra reinforcement of the idea that the federal government is limited to what is in the body of the Constitution, and the Constitution does not give the federal government power to violate that which it did not give us, and it did not give us our rights.
It's so important, Norm. And you know, people think, oh, I've read the Constitution. No, you haven't. Until you get to a real historian, someone who's really dove deep into it, into the history of it, how it came about, what was going on at that point in time, to give perspective on today, then it brings it to life, and you realize that paper cannot defend itself. And, you know, the engagement right that we're dealing with politically or otherwise is largely due to an abandonment of the reason that was put into place.
I know libertarians who say that, dismiss the idea of being constitutionalist by saying, well, a piece of paper can't protect my rights, and they're right. The piece of paper is that's why Ben Franklin didn't say, everything's fine, we have a constitution that will preserve a republic in perpetuity. He said a republic, if you can keep it. And the
That's
first
right.
step in keeping it is for us to do our civic duty and understand the nature of rights, understand the freedom philosophy, understand economics, and understand what exactly the purpose of the constitution is. And it is to restrain the federal government and
yes.
to lay out limited powers to the federal government.
Yeah.
And I know some of my friends will say that, well, the anti-federalist is right, and whatever you decide on that issue, I would say you still need to understand how the Constitution works and what it does and does not allow, and what the real meaning of things like the Commerce Clause are, because otherwise you're going to disarm yourself intellectually in the face of onslaughts from those who would distort the Constitution.
Exactly. So please, if you're anywhere near Central Florida, August 13th and 14th, plan to attend the Constitution class. I'll be hosting it with Michael Badnarik. It's going to be a great, great weekend. Please do check it out, Campaign for Liberty blog. A couple of minutes left here, Norm. You had some more perspectives on banking. Is it in the Democratic platform, banking?
It is in the Democratic platform. This is something that's been being pushed by the left. I think Elizabeth Warren is for it. Bernie Sanders is certainly for it. So this was something that was kind of given to show that the Bernie Sanders supporters were being heard and influencing the direction of the party, and they are. But, of course, on the other hand, after that, they had the email scandal, the second email scandal, that showed the cynicism of the DNC and that whole operation. And, of course, as we've been talking about for a while, the inevitable, finally, this was the Neil and Debbie Schultz's coffin at the DNC, but then she got a job national chairman for Hillary or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Debbie Wasserman Schultz gets fired from the DNC because of what she did, and she gets hired by Hillary. I don't know. It's cognitive dissonance. I just can't see how people, unless they just love to be lied to, for one. You know, Hillary is good at that, I suppose. Maybe she's not good at it, and she just does it, so it's just normal, and people go, oh, that's just Hillary.
Yeah. Well, and you have the same thing at the Republican convention with the rules that limit the ability of the convention to actually offer the delegates a chance to have a real debate over the candidates and the future of the party.
You're right. That's so true. Well, this is where we have intellectual integrity, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan Emord will be back with us next week. Thanks to Cheryl Chumley as well. And again, Norm, thanks again for shouting out the Constitution class next month in Florida. We're going to talk more about Jerry Doyle after the break, because the power to heal is still yours. Thanks, Norm.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.